Welcome back to the table. Ladies, we are in our Bible study segment, day number 21, with our lesson in the book of Genesis. We are in chapter 11 today, and Connie Stampfel, our teacher, is here talking about the Tower of Babel. What is this really about, Connie?
Well, bottom line is we're going to be learning about human pride and arrogance.
Oh, boy. All right, well, why don't we do this? I'll read the passage, and then Connie will teach. And it's, again, Genesis chapter 11, the first nine verses. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. And they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of man had built. And the Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they have all one language, and this is only the beginning of what they will do, and nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off the building of the city. Therefore, its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord dispersed them over the face of all the earth.
All right. Well, look up here. We find in verse 1, this actually happened in time before what we just studied the last time we were together in verse 10, where everyone's dispersed. This is when there's still one language, and everyone used the same kind of words. And then it says people migrated from the east, and they found a plain in the land of Shinar, or Shinar. And actually, that's another name for Babylon. And so that's the area of Babylon. That's that fertile crescent. That's where our historians think is the birthplace of civilization. And we find that the people gathered there. They said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." So they figured out how to make bricks. And then it says, and they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. And bitumen is a thick, sticky, black substance which can be found in tar pits. And it's kind of like our asphalt. And so it was a very good binder and waterproof. And they figured some things out, natural resources, and they were using them in new ways to create what they wanted. And it says, then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth." We find here there's at least two sins going on. One is they desire to make a name for themselves. And we've known throughout Genesis, God has said several times that man is supposed to be the image bearer of God. He's made in his image, and God has given him a command to multiply and to fill the earth. And so rather than gathering all together in a large city and making themselves known and building a tower, they're supposed to be filling the earth, which they're disobeying. And then also this whole thing about making a name for themselves, that's because they don't desire to honor God. They want to honor themselves. And we know from Scripture, many places, Proverbs, Psalms, other ones, that pride is something God does not tolerate.
No, he doesn't.
It's an abomination to the Lord. And so God is going to deal with this. But it speaks again to civilization progressing. But as it's going, man's sin is also progressing and multiplying. And so we find God has a way of dealing with this human sin. And he says, so it says, the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of man had built. Well, we know God doesn't need to, like, physically come. He's present everywhere, but he noticed, he took notice of what was going on. And he said, "Behold, they are one people, and they all have one language, and this is only the beginning of what they will do." And so here we see already a sign of God's mercy and grace, because of these people were allowed to build their tower, build their city, all communicate well with another. They probably, in a sense, might have oppressed other people. Their sin would have been even greater. They would have somehow been worse than they are at this point. It says, and nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. And so the Lord says, "Come, let us go down and there confuse their language so that they will not be able to understand one another's speech." And so that's what God did. And interestingly enough, I did a little poking around on the internet, and there's about 7,000 different languages in the
wow.
world. incredible. And actually, some have been dying out because the speakers are no longer speaking them. You know, our world's becoming more globalized, and people are often having to learn like a national language. And so their tribal language is kind of dying out. But incredible, the number of languages. And truly, I think, Amy and our listeners, if we hear some of those other languages, they just sound like clicks and clacks and little sounds, and we have no idea what they are.
No, we don't.
and the way they write them, and if they do have a written language. And so it's amazing just how diverse human language is. All right. But anyway, so God dispersed them over the face of the earth, and they left off building the city. All right, so you get the sense that the bricks were there, and they just, all of a sudden, they could no longer communicate with one another. And so they just scattered in groups of people that had the same language.
Yes. Wow.
Truly wow. And then it says, and from there the Lord dispersed them over the face of the earth. So again, God was accomplishing his purpose. He told them to disperse. He is making them disperse, and that's what's going to happen. And in chapter 10, which we studied the last time we were together, really spoke about how they went all over the world. But a couple of things to just notice from this chapter. This word Babel actually sounds like a Hebrew word for confusion.
Ah.
Uh-huh. So it makes sense. That's what God did. He confused the languages. And this real truly, I think, is a supernatural act of God. If they had one language and then they all of a sudden, one day, suddenly, they can no longer communicate with one another. Also, the ancients called this city, this area, this Shinar, they called it Babalu, which means the gate of God. Uh-huh. And so we get the sense, again, that they were elevating themselves against God. And we also know that really their call was from the very beginning, what God told Adam and Eve is they were to be God's image bearers,
yes,
made in his image, and they're doing the exact opposite of that. They're making a name for themselves rather than bearing and showing forth who God is. And finally, there's interesting as we consider God's response to them, and really it was that they are not going to be allowed to do what they desire, but God. And so we have a scripture in Isaiah I'd like us to read because it helps us just understand how God does what he purposes in the world.
Yes, and you can't go against that. From Isaiah 46, just verses 8 through 11 says, "Remember this and stand firm. Recall it to mind, you transgressors. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times things not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish all my purpose, calling a bird of prey from the east, the man of my counsel from a far country. I have spoken, and I will bring it to pass. I have purposed, and I will do it."
Yes. Thank you, Amy. And then I just want to point out to our readers, we won't go through this all right now, but as your homework, you could read in Acts the account of Pentecost. Acts 2, when you can start in verse 1 and go all the way through verse 11, but how God, when the Holy Spirit came upon the believers, gave them the ability to speak in different languages, languages they'd never heard. And all of those Jews and people who feared God from around the world heard the message of the mighty acts of God and Jesus Christ in their own language. And so that's like a reversal of what God had done in the Tower of Babel.
That is interesting. I hadn't thought about like that before.
But it's a cool thing. So the God who confused the languages also has the ability to supernaturally give ability to speak in other languages as he desires to his people. So I'm going to refer you ladies to read Acts 2, 1 through 11. And then finally, as we consider this lesson and we think about human pride and its effects, it made me really remember James 4, verses 13 to 16. And it talks about how God, again, is opposed to pride and he will accomplish his will, but he's not about just making sure that our desires and will happen, but his. So, Amy, if you'd read that, please.
Oh, I'd love to. It's one of my favorite verses. James chapter 4, verses 13 through 16. "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil."
Thanks, Amy. So hopefully each one of us can look at our own life and think about, is there some area where I have perhaps been trying to elevate myself? And what would be God's response to that? And uh-huh. truly, if God convicts me of this, my response needs to be to repent yes. and to seek the Lord and desire the Lord's will.
Not an easy question to ask, ladies, but we do need to do that. Thank you so much, Connie. Hey, Nancy and I will be back in just a moment to put personal application on what you just heard.